Music for Modern Americans by the Spurlows.
Hi.
We're the Spurlows.
Steve.
Terry, he's
Ray, and there.
Geraldine.
And I'm Marva.
And he's
Emo.
And I'm Marty.
Cheryl,
hi. Hi, I'm Melanie.
And Michael.
And Dave.
And this is music that modern Americans like to sing. Modern Americans like to sing. Modern Americans like the beat, it's
me. Feel the beat in your feet.
Modern Americans like to drive. Gives you that feeling of being alive. The very best drivers in all of the world are modern Americans.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Music Workshop. We've got some old ones, some new ones, all calculated for your listening enjoyment. Here's the band, the chorus, all of our soloists, so
let's go! Let's go! Let's modern Americans take the wheel.
Playing it cool in your automobile.
The very best drivers in all of the world are modern Americans. So drive right
in your Dodge
and your Dart.
Drive right
in your Chrysler.
Lima!
Drive right
in your Charger.
Barracuda!
Drive right
in your elegant Imperial.
Drive right, turn on, tune in, sing out with music for modern America.
Yeah.
Try and see. It seems to me we gotta solve it individually. And I do to you what you do to me.
All the world over is so easy to see. People everywhere just gotta be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. People everywhere just gotta be free.
Look over there, that's the train of freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know, it's been long, long overdue. So look out, now it's coming through.
All the world over, it's so easy to see. People everywhere just gotta be free. 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 People everywhere just gotta be.
Thank you very much. We have something for you to take a look at right now. As a matter of fact, it's a suggestion the girls have for you to rate your date, or in the case that you might be married, rate your mate for SDA. Here's how you can do it. When he drives, does he watch the road, jump lights, exceed the speed limit, keep both hands on the wheel, burn rubber, tailgate, obey signs? Yes or no to these seven things will tell you whether or not yours is a driver with SDA. Now, Trish, what in the world is SDA?
Safe Driver Appeal.
Gonna do a little magic here for us, Trish? Good, good. Careful now. That's it. Good.
did you? Oh, hey. How about that? That good? Sure. That's it, great. Good job. No, don't. You'll spoil it. Don't open it up. No. What?
By Henry Gibson.
Are you kidding me?
When you're driving, use your head, or you will wind up awful dead.
Come on, get out of here.
We found a lot of people we're going to single out. Put them on your list.
Yes, sir, put them on our list.
These motorists you'll recognize, so help us stand them out. They never would be missed.
No, sir, never would be missed.
There's that drag strip driver who seems to have a need.
Uh-huh.
To burn the nation's rubber. Let's stamp out the whole breed.
Yes, sir.
The driver who signals he's turning to the right. And then has a sudden change of mind. Let's get him out of sight.
Yes, sir.
This guy who plays What's My Lane should not exist.
No, sir.
Will none of them be missed?
No, sir, none of them be missed.
So put them on your list.
Yes, sir, got them on our list.
And they done.
Jones, that speed demon driver who's flirting with the fate. He never will desist, so put him on your list.
Miss Smith, that's so off making turns too sharp, we'll see those pearly gates. He never will be missed.
I know, so put him on my list.
Let's go.
The guy who likes to tailgate and the slowpoke wheel and dice.
And the guy who goes zooming off just looking for a fight.
And then there is the know-it-all, just one hand on the wheel.
And don't forget that idiot who says road signs aren't for real.
Consider each a menace and a dire antagonist.
Antagonist? Sir, could you please spell that?
Just put it on your list.
Yes, sir, we'll
put it on our list.
We've got it on our list. Yes, we've got it on our list. And it's not a bad thing. We've got a long, long list.
Good job.
Say I need you, but then you realize that I
just remember right from the start.
You can fall in love, it's so easy, but girl, you gotta be smart.
Once those American boys get near,
once those American boys get near,
once those American boys get near,
once
once those American boys get near.
Once those American boys get near.
Once those American boys get near.
Fellas have something for some of the ladies in the audience right now. And what it is a medallion on the end of the chain in the shape of a road sign. We pass these out in all the high schools we go to as a reminder for the students to drive safely. Now, some of them say stop, others say yield, soft shoulders, no parking. But you'll notice on the back of each one is a safety message. Mine says it's never safe to trust your luck behind the wheel of a car or truck. I wish we had enough to go around to everyone. We don't, I'm sorry, but we hope that they'll remind you to drive safely. That's Dave Williamson from Oakland, California. Nebraska, 18-year-old Gary Schaefer. You've heard all of the band backing up the chorus, and you've heard a couple of members of the band in a little bit of a feature work now. But you know, very often across the country, people ask us, why can't we just hear the band all by themselves? So that's what we're going to let you do tonight. We're featuring three of our members, our lead saxophone player, Dave Williamson from Oakland, California. We're featuring our first trumpeter, Terry Winch from Waupaca, Wisconsin. And we're featuring Gary Schaefer, of course, on the drums in a song called Hang 'em High. Thank you. Dave Williams in Oakland, California, Terry Winch, Waupaca, Wisconsin, and Gary Schaefer. We have a privilege of traveling about 65 or 70,000 miles in the course of a year. We listen to a lot of talent, old and new, experienced and unexperienced. When we were in Phoenix last year, we found a young man who had been touring with the international cast of Up With People the year before. And he auditioned and did very well. He's doing a number for you tonight that was written by Jimmy Webb, made famous by Glenn Campbell. So will you welcome from Phoenix, Arizona, please, Mr. Charles Eccles.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on the door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I reach Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just have to hear that phone keep on ringing, yeah, off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really her. Cause time and time again I tried to tell her so. She just didn't know that I would really go.
Beckles.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be? I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
The dream that
I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I need.
Settle down.
I won't settle down.
Won't settle down.
Won't
Most of the Spurlows stay on the road for just 1 year. Then they go back to school or on to professions or what have you. Some of them get married. But we have one individual in the group this year who stayed with it a second year, a very hearty young girl who is from Fremont, California. Her name is Cheryl Lee, and she's doing a number now called Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Miss Cheryl Lee.
Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home.
The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some
honey just for me.
That's right, you look under the rocks and plants.
Take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. The bare necessities of life.
You need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
I'll explain it to you.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some monkey-backed camels and some chimpanzees. some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God saw some sinning and it gave him pain, and he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
What?
You build me a floating zoo.
Right.
And pick some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Well, now, Noah was there to answer that call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey, Lord, I got your
green alligators and long-necked geese,
some humpy-back camels and some chimpanzees,
some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn,
I just can't see no unicorn.
Unicorn! Oh, well, that ark started moving and drifting with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some monkey-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
If we could talk to the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be. To talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
Study elephant and eagle.
Buffalo and beagle. Alligator, guinea pig, and we.
We
would converse in polar bear and python.
And we would curse in fluent kangaroo.
Oh, hi!
People ask us, can you speak rhinoceros?
We say a rhinoceros.
Can't you do bad
if we could bird with our furry friends?
Man to animal, think of all the things we could discuss.
If we could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, squeak,
walk with the animals,
and they could talk to us.
Quadrupeds, think what fun we have asking over crocodiles for tea.
Maybe lunch with two or three lions,
walruses and sea lions.
What a lovely place the world would be
if we spoke slang to orangutans.
The advantages any fool on earth can plainly see.
Discussing Eastern art and dramas,
intellectual llamas.
Now that's a big step forward, you'll agree.
We learn to speak in antelope and turtle.
Pekingese would be extremely
good. If we were asked to sing in hippopotamus,
we'd say white rhinoceros
and hippopotamus.
And we are sure every octopus flies from platypus
certainly would see it as a plus.
If we could walk with the animals, green alligators,
talk with the animals,
long neck
geese, and they could
talk
to humpy-backed
camels.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Barron, San Diego, California.
Use an expression I use.
Once in a while, we have a Spurlow who will stay not 2 years, not 3 years, but 4 years. We have a fellow from Miami, Florida, whose name is Mike Eaton. He's one of these professional students. You know, he managed to cram 4 years of college into six. And he's been with the Spurlows intermittently all during this time. I'd like to do a number for you now that he's been doing off and on in the high school assemblies. Tends a little bit toward the patriotic. So will you welcome, please, Mr. Michael Eaton.
Hey, Nelly, Nelly, come to the window. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, hey, look at what I see. Well, he's riding into town on a swayback mule. He's got a tall black hat, and he looks like a fool. And he sure is a-talking like he's been to school. And it's 1853. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, listen what he's saying. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, he says it's getting late. And he says all them black folks should all be free to walk around the same as you and me. And he's talking about a thing he calls democracy. And it's 1858. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, hear the band a-playing. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, hand me down my gun. For the men are cheering, and the boys are too. And they're all putting on their coats of blue. And I can sit around here and talk to you. 'Cause it's 1861. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, come to the window. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, I've come home alive. my coat of blue is stained in red. The man in the tall black hat is dead. But we sure must remember all the things he said in 1865. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, come to the window. Hey, Nelly, Nelly, look at what I see. I see white folks and colored walking side by side. Hey, they're walking in a column that's a century wide. It's still a long and a hard and a bloody ride. In 1969,
Mike Eaton, Michael Eaton. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land.
Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain.
Here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as that padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land.
Here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest from the strength of her faith. Her glory, her glory, her glory.
The land of the free, the land of opportunity, the greatest land of all. This is my country.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chrysler Corporation and the Milwaukee Junior Chamber of Commerce, we're this Burlow saying, drive kite. Goodbye. God bless.
Take a bow.